Viter in Shas. We are in Kiddushin Daf Samach Zayin Pigim Pon Samach Vavim Abayz Bada Baal Mada Pays Bada Mishnah. Bada Mishnah. Zok the Heilige Mishnah. Let's talk about Yichus here. Kol Makom Shish Kiddushin in Avera. Anytime this Kiddushin is no Avera. Meaning it's mutter to do. The Kiddushin does work and there's no Avera in doing such a thing. The Torah didn't ask it in any way, shape, or form. Havlad, the child, Holich Acher, Zachar, who's after the male. Ve'ezuzu, what's that? That means, let's say, the girl is a Kohen, Levi, Kohen, it's Levi or Yisrael. Listen, she marries a Kohen, Levi, Yisrael, it's going to go after what the father is, a Kohen, Levi, or Yisrael, depending on what the father is. Zu Kohen, it's Levi, Yisrael, and Yisrael, Kohen, Levi, Yisrael, that's what's going to happen. V'chol makom she'es kedushin yesh aveira, anytime there's kedushin, but it's an aveira. It works, even since Tofis is not allowed. Havlad, Holich Acher, Pagam, goes after the Pagam, the messed up one. Ve'ezuzu, what's that? Zu almana le kohen gadol. We know a kohen gadol is not allowed to marry a widow, a widower, a widowee, a girl. That's a widow. And if they do, the kiddushin is tofes, but the vlad goes after the messed up one. So therefore, Rashi says yesh kiddushin yesh aver. To kusav kiddushin tofes mechayvi lavin. We're in the opinion that it is tofes mechayvi lavin. Grusha v'chalutza the kohen hedyot. The regular kohen is not allowed to marry a grusha or chalutza. Mamzeres u'nesina li Yisrael. They're not allowed to marry a regular Yisrael. Bas Yisrael, a mamzer ula nasin, or a regular girl that marries a mamzer or nasin, also, but kedushin is tofes if such a thing was done. Like we said, that means to say that if it's this kid would be a mamzer or nasin, if that was what the parent was. V'chol mishein love, chol mishein love kedushin, and any time you have. If you have a case where this woman's not allowed to marry a particular man, of a yeshla alachem kedushin, but she can be marrying somebody else, havlad mamzer, the vlad is going to be a mamzer. Vezuzel, what's that? Zeh abal achas mikol ha'ayisha b'torah. That is a case of a woman who has a relationship with any man who is an ervo. She's not allowed to marry. Rashi says shel chavi krisos. That's going to be the kizmei mamzer. Chomishein la lo alav v'lo alachem kedushin. Someone who can't marry him or others in kedushin. What's going to be the din? Havlad kemosa. The vlad is like her. Ve'ezuzeh. And what's the case of that? That would be a case of zeh vlad shivcha v'nachris. That is that of a guy or a shivcha kananis. The kid is going to be a guy as well. Says Rashi vlad kemosa vlad nachris nachri. Vim gairu harve ger kasher ve'enu mamzer. He's megair, so he's a good care and he's not a mamzer. Vlad shivcha eved v'shechru by love kasher umutar b'yisrael. But if you're, says Rashi, if you're meshacher, then she would be good. Now, it's like the Gemara. Kol makom sheish kedushin. Whenever it says lashon kol makom, it's coming to include something. And towards the end of the, then afterwards it says, ve'ezuzu, and what is that? That's coming to exclude something. Kol makom sheish kiddushin, and the zovera goes up to the father. Amalei Rabbi Shimon leRabbi Yochanan, klalahu davar klalahu. Is this a klal, a general rule and a principle that do we follow? The kol makom sheish kiddushin ve'en avera havlad olich achar azachar. Hooray! Hold on a second. Beep, turn the page. Amazamudal ger shenasa mamzeres. We know that a ger is allowed to marry a mamzeres. And the Yesh Kiddushin and Vera, everything's fine. But a Vlad, the Charpakim, we know the kid is still called a Mamzer. So we see it doesn't go after the father. What's going on? The tyrant in the Bryce said, Gershonas Mamzer, so Vlad Mamzer. Dev Rabbi Yossi, Zach is like Rabbi Yossi. So clearly this Mishnah is not straight up, 100p, but there are exceptions to this rule. So the Gemara, Amalei, responds back, Mi Savart Masnisen, Rabbi Yossi. Did you think our Mishnah was Rabbi Yossi who said that there's no issue with the ger marrying mamzeres? My sister Rabbi Yehuda, our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Amar ger lo yisa mamzeres. The ger is not allowed to marry mamzeres. V'yish kedushim yish avera. And if he does, it works. But there's an avera. Savlad ochachar pagam. Therefore, it goes after the pagam, which was the next rule that was in the second rule of the Mishnah. And therefore, we're good to go. V'nisnei. If it really is part of that second type of case over here, that a ger and a mamzeres is going to be like that second thing. So say it. Why don't you say it in the cases that we brought up? It says the Gemara, kol mak tana kol makom de seifa la suye. That's what it says, kol makom in the seifa in that category. And we're to include this one also. It doesn't mention all the cases, but it mentions cases that would be similar to this. Rashi says the yesh kiddushin v'yesh aver kol makom klala mashal la suye hach de lo pirish. Love had you, including this one that wasn't excited explicitly. And if you want to say Leolam Rabbi Yosihi, really we can say our Mishnah is in the world of Rabbi Yosihi. It says a ger is allowed to marry a mamzeres, in which case you say, hold on a second. But if that's the case, then why is the Vlad a mamzer? V'tana ezuzu lamute. And then the Tana says, and what is a case that we're talking about over here that's going to be kosher? That's only, but then it says that statement, and what is a case? It's coming to say something that's not like that is not going to be the case. So we bring up that there are exceptions to that rule, and this is one of them. As we were of ezuzu zulo, and you mean to say when it says lashon, and what is this that that it goes after the man and vesulo? You're going to say that there's no other categories where it's kosher and it's not going to go after the father? But what about the case of a chalal marries a bas Yisrael, the yesh kiddushin, ve'ena vera, a vlad holich achar zachar, and it goes after the zachar? So why didn't you mention that case? You're saying that only the case was mentioned when it goes after the zachar, no other case, but seemingly we have another case. Halokasha, Rabbi Dostai, Rabbi Yehuda, Ben Rabbi Yehuda Sirelei, because we could say that our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yehuda, who says that the kid of a chalal and a regular woman don't become chalalim. So therefore, we left out the case of a chalal and a regular woman because they don't go after the zachar, the taka don't, and therefore it doesn't go with that rule. The hare Yisrael shanas a chalala. What about a case of Yisrael? Regular straight up, one who marries a chalala, the yesh kiddushin ve'ena vera, avlad ulcharech hazachar goes after the zachar. Why didn't you mention that case? Tana kol makom dereish hasuya, because saying kol makom to include it. Ve'nisnei behedya, but let us just set it straight up. Why isn't it mentioned? Say the daughter of a kohen, Levi Yisrael, or chalala, who's married to, why don't we mention that as one of the cases as well? Misham delomasi la. The reason he didn't put this case of a regular yid in the chalala is because he wasn't able to do it. Heichi nisne. How is he supposed to put it in with the rest of the cases? Kohenes ulaviyo v'israelis v'chalala. Shenisis the kohen levi Yisrael. Right, because we said kohenes ulaviyo v'israelis married to a kohen levi Yisrael. You're going to throw in your chalala also, but we know v'chalala l'kohen michazya is a chalala able to go out and marry a coin. That's not okay, since we couldn't have done it, therefore we didn't put it in, and we left it as an inclusion that's just not mentioned. I frak the Gemara. But we know there's other cases also that aren't mentioned that should be. What's going on? Vayikid the Rabba Bar Chana. We have another case of Kiddushin works, and there's no Avera, and it goes after the father, therefore should be mentioned. Da'amu Rabba Bar Chana, Amu Rabbi Yochanan, Mitzri Sheni, Shenasi Mitzri Rishona. If you have a second-generation man who is a Mitzri, who marries a first-generation woman who is a Mitzris, and we're talking about here, Rashi says, Mitzri Sheni Shenizgari Aviv, meaning his father is Nizgari, so he's second-generation, or Mitzri Rishana Shenizgari, where he is she herself converted. Bina Shlishi Havi, the son is third-generation, and therefore mutter to marry a regular Jew. Oh, so we know that over here it's going by the father, not by the mother, so that works out. Why isn't that also taught? Tana kol makom derech hasuig. When it says kol makom, it's including that case. Rav Dimi damar sheni avi, but according to Rav Dimi, it says no taka, the second generation man and the first generation woman, the kid is actually only going to be second generation because it goes to the mother. Tana ezuzu lemeute. It says ezuzu in order to exclude him as being part of these examples. I frank the Gemara of Ika. You realize it's happening. We've been studying from the very beginning. It's one long question. Ve'ha'ika, but we have another case. We have a case over here. Another case which comes up that the Kiddushin works and there's no aver, but it still goes after the Pagam. Oh, the Chiyasa Rabban Rabbi Yochanan. Ba'umos halich acher ha'zachar. That is, by other nations, by the Goyim, it goes after the male. That is, the Papa. Nizgayru, if they convert, halich acher ha'pagam shebishteim, then it goes according to the Pagam of both of them. But what? Why would you go to Pagam both of them? Thought it goes after the father. What's going on? Our Mishnah says that the father Chachar is Zachar. Does Gemara. Tanu Ezuzu Lamute. We had Ezuzu to exclude, and this is what is coming to exclude that particular case. Frank the Gemara. Hi, my. We said that a Mishnah can go with Rabbi Yossi, but what's going on here? Yeah, my Mishnah was sister Rabbi Yehuda. Even a Mishnah goes going to Rabbi Yehuda. Then when we're trying to include, and then we're trying to exclude, what it means is kol makom dereisha lasuye, in every case of the resha is coming to include the general rule, Yisrael shenasa chalala, that a regular yid who marries a chalala goes according to the man. Therefore, they have a kid, right? A regular Jewish boy marries a chalala, and they have a kid. That kid becomes a regular boy, a girl, and can marry a kohen, and there's no problem. Ude Rabba Bar Chana, and the case of Rabba Bar Chana, second generation Mitzri, first generation Mitzris, that their offspring is going to be a third generation like the father and can marry into the Jidden. Ezu Zulamute, which are coming to exclude the Derebi, Derevdimi Viravin, a case which is coming to exclude a case of, let's say, you have two non-Jews that get married, and it's not Isser, and there's no Avera that's going on over there, that we said that these kids go after the Pugum, and that's an exception over there. Beep, turn the page. Some of Zan Amud Beis. Kol Makom the Seifa. And when it says Kol Makom in the Seifa, what's it coming? Lasuye to include. That's the case that we're talking about where there is Kiddushin, it's Tofes, but there's also an Avera involved. And then what's it coming to include? That we say it goes after the Pogum. Ger Shenasa Mamzeres, that if a Ger marries a Mamzeres. Says Rashi Le Rabbi Yehuda Deisha Vera. Davlad holich achar pogam to have a mamzer, and the kid is going to be a mamzer. Ella iamar Rabbi Yosi. If you want to try to say that a mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yosi, so then we have a little bit of a hard time explaining it. Why is that? I'm glad you asked. Kol makom the ratio, when it says kol makom that it's going to be kosher and everything's going to be toe-face, and the Vlad goes after the father. What's it coming to include? Kid da amron, like we said. A regular yid going ahead and marrying a chalala goes after the father, and of the first and second generation Egyptians, it goes after the father. Ezozu, and when it's coming to exclude kedamron, it's like we said. Ella kol makom de seifa lusiyemaya. The kol makom in the seifa, what's that coming to include? Where kedushin is toface, but there's an isser, in which case we know the kid is going to go after the pogum. What case are we including? What other case do we have where we say there's Kiddushin and there's an Isser and that we're going to say we go after the Pugim besides the ones that we brought in the Mishnah? The Gemara pulls a flipperu on this one. V'lit ha-mechoke, but according to you, L'Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Ezo Zu Seifa Lameli. Why do I have to say in the Seifa, and what's this type of case when really it's not coming to exclude anything? Ella, what do we say? I did the Tani Reisha Zuzu, since we said in the Reisha. And what's this case? We like to keep things linguistically, stylistically equal. So Zuzu Tani Zuzu is Tani Seifa Zuzu, so it's said about the Seifa also Zuzu. But Hachanami in here too also, you know, for the sake of symmetry, we do the same thing. I did the Tani Reisha Komakum, since it says Komakum in the Reisha. Tani Nami Seifa Komakum. But the Maisei could work according to Rabbi Yosi, work according to Rabbi Yehuda, everything is good. Now the Gemara says, Gufa. We said on Amud Aleph that Kiyasa Rav and Amar Rabbi Yochanan Ba'umos Halichachar Zachar, that if you have by the Goyim, it goes by the Zachar. And this guy over the convert, Halichachar Pogam Shabashnaim, it goes by the Pogam of both of them. My Ba'umos Halichachar Zachar, what does it mean, right, when it says according to the Goyim, it goes after the Zachar? In other words, Lamaisa, in terms of Halacha, what does it make a difference? So these two Jews do such a thing, two non-Jews, two Goyim getting married. And the kid is going to be after the father, after the mother. And also, where do we learn that it actually comes after the father? As I look, Rashi, L'may Hilchusa, Yesh, L'halech Achar Zachar, calls man Shalon as Gairu, and Uminale, the Basa Zachar, and we go after the father. Like we learned in Amish, no. Minayin Echad Ben Umas, how do you know? Shabbala Kananis of the Holy Ben. Who is a has a relationship with a Kenanis and they have a kid. Shata Rasha Lekunoso Be'eved. Oh, if you have a non-Jew, we're talking about someone who's not one of the Zion Ammon. Rashi says, Sheba Olam, She'enam in Ha'umos, Shel Eretz Yisrael, Shamar Kosov Aleim, Lo Sechaya Kol Neshama. If it's one of the seven nations, then they can't live. You have to kill them all. Shabbat, Kananis, well, hold it, Ben. But now he has a relationship with the Kananis, with a member of one of the seven nations over here, that, like we said, when Yeshua's coming in, he's got to kill these seven nations. But if you have this guy who's not one of the seven nations, who marries one of the seven nationers that are called Cananios, because they were living there, they have a kid. After Rashi Likonos Bevel, you're allowed to buy him as a slave. Rashi says, Shadin and Leibos Zachar, Mutaluchiosam, you throw it after the father, and he's allowed to live. Talmud Lomer, Vigam, Ibnea, Toshav, Magarim, Mechem, Mehem, Tiknu. This is teaching us that you're allowed to go and buy a offspring of a Canaanis and marry someone who's not one of them. Yachalaf Eved, you would have thought that even the flip would be true. Sheba, if you have an Eved, Sheba al Shivcha means a man who's one of the Eved Kenani. Sheba al Shivcha minumus of Ben, they have a child from outside. Shatoresh alikinoso bek Eved, you can buy it. Tamaloma sheholido ba'etzechem. Among the children of the residents who live with you, whom they begot in your land. It's coming to teach you that only from those that were born in your land, and not from those who are living in your land. Therefore, it's got to be the one that's living in the land is going to be the man, and the woman's one not. So therefore, if it's an Eved Kenani, if it's Kenani that has with an outsider, goes after the father, and you have to kill him. You can't buy him. Okay, Nisgairu. And what about the fact that we said, Nisgairu, that if they convert, then Avlad, then Halech Achar Pogam Shabashnaim, we go after the Pogam of both of them, B'mai. In what case is he saying? This Elam of Mitzri Shinas Ammonis, if you want to take someone, an Egyptian who marries an Ammonis, and you want to say it goes according to the father, and it's a first generation Mitzri, therefore he can't marry a regular Jew. My pogum ika, what pogum is there with the mother that you're saying the pogum of Vishnaim? Ammoni vila ammonis. It's only us that marry an ammoni, but not an ammonis. Ella, the case must be talking about in ammoni, who's not allowed to marry the Jews, shenasa mitris, who marries an Egyptian. V'izachar have hai, and then it's come to tell you that if they have a kid that's a male, it's a boy, shadya basre didei, then we throw him after the father, because he's not allowed to marry into them Jews. And it's going to be us forever. But if we go into the mother, then his kids are going to be mutter to marry regular Jews because only by the third generation, it's fine. Vim the keva, if it's the keva, shadya basa dida, then we throw after the mother because Ammonis is really fine. But a first generation is going to be the problem. Now she's going to be second generation and she's not able to go ahead and marry a regular yid. That's what it means. We throw it after the blemish of both of them. Next part of the mission, we said the statement that if you have a case of a woman who's not able to have kiddushin with a particular person, but can have with other men, then their relationship of the one that she has a relationship with that she's not allowed to is going to be a mamzer. Minani bili. From where do we know that kiddushin is not toe-faced between this isser? If there's going to be kares is going on over there, says Rashi, minani bili. The ain kiddushin tosfim the chayv krisus. It's not going to be tofes. A man marries his sister. It doesn't do anything. It's chayv krisus. Aval, a vlad mamzer, nafkalon, as we're about to see right now. From where do we know this from? The amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Rabbi Yochanan, umatu ba mishum the Rabbi Yanai. And some say that it's said in Rabbi Yanai for Achabir Durava, umatu ba mishum Rabbi Yosei Glili. Not Rav Yana, but Rav Yosei Glili. Amarka, the pasuk says, this is talking about when people are getting divorced and they leave one marriage. Amarka, v'yotza mi beisav ha'ichav ha'ishalish acher, which is telling you, la'acherim v'lo l'krovim. She's allowed to marry acherim, others, but not relatives. V'hoisa, she will become married to ish acher, someone who's not related. V'lo l'krovim, and not to a relative who she's ushered to have because of kares, it's not going to be toe face even. In fact, Gemara, I'm asking for Rabbi Abba, ve'ema la'acher v'lulaben. Why don't we explain that it means that she's allowed to marry someone else, but not to a ben, a son. What does that mean, a son? It means Rashi says ben baila of Ashar Krovos Lo. It means her son of her husband, of her now her former husband. But if she now married any of the other relatives that she's also to have a relationship because of Kari's, Itaka would be Tofis. Why'd you dash in the way you dashed? There's more no. Ben Behajik Sibate says explicitly, Lo Yikach Ishas Ashes Aviv, that a person can't take his father's wife. And therefore, clearly, she can't be with him. Acher Lamali. Shema Amina, therefore comes to teach you that what? La'acherim, she could be with someone else, but lo l'krovim and not to relatives. In fact, the Gemara ve'ema e'di ve'edi leben, why don't we say both of these talking about actually his son? Ha l'chadchila, the first pasuk it says that a man can't take his father's wife for saying l'chadchila. Vaha b'di'eved, and when it says v'yasa acher, is saying, and even b'di'eved, if he did it, it's not going to work. Maybe that's what it is. That's where I know. L'chadchila, when it says that a man's not going to take his father's wife, me'achos isha nafkal. Meaning, we don't need that pasuk of you're not allowed to take your lo yikach ishes eishes off of the teach l'chadchila that a boy can't marry his father's wife, because that we learn out me'achos isha, the isha of marrying the sister, one's wife's sister. Umachos isha bekaris lo tekadesh, if one's wife's sister is going to be kaddish, can't marry, chayve mises based on the kol shekain. Then if you can't do kares and misa bezin, for sure you can't do. Misa bezin is a higher level. It's more intense and it's more chamor than marrying just than the increases. So that's that lechatchila we don't need. And therefore, the next pasuk is just to teach you, but the evidence it wouldn't work. And now we know that the other one's telling you, you can't marry to other people. So that's the Gemara. Hold on one second. Maybe both these pasukim are talking about marrying the wife's sister. Maybe both those psukim of don't take a woman and a sister, and the pasuk it says becomes a wife to another man. Why don't we say both of these, Ediv Ediv Achosish, is actually talking about the wife's sister, halachetchila, and then when it says don't take a woman in addition to her sister, is asering lechetchila, but if bidyavid, it would take a work. And ha diavid, and the other one which says becomes a wife to another man, is telling us that b'diavid, it doesn't work either. But in reference to other relatives, other ones that are us or one to the next, because of kares, maybe taka it would work. That's true. That is used for lechatchila b'diavid. So ashkan echosish, we found you can't marry your wife's sister. That's not gonna work. Shar arayos minalan. How do we know? Yalfina mechosisha. We learn it out from echosisha. Ma achos isha miyuchedes, just like your wife's sister is miyuchedes, is its own halacha, shehi erva. She's an erva to, obviously, her sister's husband. V'chayovin al zdona karis, and they're going to karis if they're over that, b'mezid. V'al shigagas v'chagas, v'dida b'shogig v'chay v'chatas. V'lo tosim v'kedushin, and kedushin is not tofes. Af kol shehi erva, v'chayov ma zdona karis, v'al shigagas v'chatas. Lotos v'kedushin, kedushin will not be tofes. So we learn out this is a binyanav from here to everything else, and that's where we know it from. So there you have it, folk. We have ourselves a raya in a makor of where we find this concept of binyanav of eishes ach to everything else, that the kedushin is not going to take effect. We're going to ask a kash on this, but for now we're going to cut it over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.